9FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump warned of a bloodbath if he doesn't win the election in November. He was campaigning in Dayton, Ohio. CBS's Bradley Blackburn on the president's agenda.
In Washington, President Biden donned white tie for the gridiron dinner in his first appearance at the roast as president.
Police have a suspect in custody in Trenton, New Jersey, after he allegedly shot and killed three family members in Pennsylvania. Kenny Darien watched a standoff unfold.
A standoff like this here, where it couldn't have been avoided by, you know, simply just by walking away. I know it's easier said than done, but, you know, we never want to take this route right here.
Irish Americans are celebrating St. Patrick's Day. New York City held its parade a day early. This Irish native was impressed.
And it's great to see Irish people worldwide being celebrated, especially in a city as big as New York. New York, I was saying to somebody earlier on, there's more people living in New York than there is in the whole of Ireland.
CBS NewsPath, I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report says Black LGBTQ plus youth are seeing more equality, but it doesn't always mean greater opportunity. Edwin J. Vieira explains.
The Human Rights Campaign reports around 82% of kids were out to someone in their immediate family. This shows a growing comfort level they have in being who they are, but the findings also indicate this doesn't always translate into acceptance and leads to concern. Ryan J. Watson, a University of Connecticut professor and researcher for the report, says a key takeaway is how Black LGBTQ plus youth face exclusion on several fronts.
Maybe their Black African-American relatives, friends, are in particularly unsupportive of them being a sexual gender minority, and so they kind of have stigma from that side. And then also the kids in this report are reporting they feel excluded by white LGBTQ youth and population.
The report suggests parents can educate themselves about sexuality and gender identity, as well as use the name and pronouns their kids use to define themselves. The report also finds mental health is a big concern for this population. Around 59% of Black LGBTQ plus youth screened positive for depression, while close to 40% of those surveyed were diagnosed with anxiety. Watson finds these figures alarming.
We could leverage health professionals, teachers, parents, but if I were developing an intervention right now to help a particular group of youth, this to me seems like a population in dire need.
Nearly half of all Black transgender or gender expansive youth have unmet mental health needs. Surveys find accessing mental health care is a challenge for many Black or minority residents. Along with this, many are concerned about how their gender identity will affect their futures. More than 80% say they want to attend college, but almost one-third worry how being LGBTQ plus could harm their future higher education opportunities. This is Edwin J. Vieira. Support for this reporting is provided by Lumina Foundation.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Wisconsin headed to the finals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers with a huge upset, beating number 3-ranked Purdue 76-75 in overtime. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously a terrific game, a terrific win for our team against a terrific Purdue team. The determination, the depth that we had to play with because of fouls, how guys stepped up and helped each other out, the execution out of timeouts, and at the end, the defensive play Chucky made there at the end to get a charge. You know, I can go down the list. Just a terrific March game. And excited to watch these guys mature and grow, and they're playing their best basketball right now, which is where you want to be.
So the Badgers take on Illinois today at 2:30 in the finals for the Big Ten tournament at the Target Center in Minneapolis. In the Big East finals yesterday, Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn 73-57. The Golden Eagles finished the season with a record of 25-9. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tune in Monday for the Devil's Advocate. Dom's going to tell you Joe Biden's old. I'm going to tell you, no, he's not. He's just right. Monday, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some light snow is possible, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. A little breezy at times. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 24. Partly sunny and a high near 38 on your Monday. Tuesday, warmer and windy with a high near 52. Sunny and 40 on Wednesday.
Right now, 35. Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond. And listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local civic media radio station, WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean the love for a baseball diamond. And listening to the Milwaukee Brewers spring training games on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
Because a baseball diamond is a girl's best friend.
On your local civic media radio station, WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News, talk, and sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
I'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be up to me neck in shamrocks as I march along the way. I'll swing that old shillelagh as I wave to each colleen. I'll tilt me ear the better to hear the wearing of the green.
Oh, the Kelly's from Killarney, the Murphy's from Kildare.
The Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare.
There'll be folks from dear old Dublin all the way to County Cork.
They'll be marching in the big parade right here in old New York. The mayor will be in the big parade, strutting high and grand. And behind him will march a thousand cops who come from Ireland. Those beautiful songs of Erin, the band will play them all. We'll march along, we'll sing in the song, the harp will carry us all. Those sons and daughters of Erin, 100,000 strong, will be singing the songs of Ireland as they march along. Their eyes will shine with laughter, their hearts will all be gay, when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
We'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. Not for all of the tea in Dublin will I ever stay away.
I'll trip the light fantastic and how proud I'm gonna feel.
The band will play Go Witcha Go Way, a good old Irish reel.
There'll be Cooney Mulrooney and Mickey O'Dowd cutting up capers and pleasing the crowd. Hogan and Rogan will kick up their heels, singing and dancing the jigs and the reels. The Connells, O'Donnells and Larry O'Toole, Maloney, Mahoney and Lefty O'Doul. Divil a man as happy as they on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be marching along in the big parade, twinkle in me eye.
We'll be proud as a thousand peacocks with our heads up in the sky.
I'll be there, you can bet you, when the band begins to play. And the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
The music of the stars.
Hello. Hello, you're the nicest. Okay, you win. I am from Ireland. I've been living in your country for nearly 9 years, and I have to say, Americans can be quite xenophobic. And the ones who are the most xenophobic also claim to be the most patriotic, and I'm like, nobody loves America more than an immigrant. We are the true patriots. I gave up affordable healthcare to live in this pyramid scheme of a country, and I'm still here. Also, America has gotten a bit worse since I've moved here. So every time I go home, I have to defend my decision to stay in this country. Like I'm in an internationally domestic abusive relationship. I'm like, you don't know him like I know him. I'll never leave. I actually thought the fact that I speak English would at least be the easiest thing about emigrating to this country, but it's been a bit insulting because I found out my English is so bad that it convinces Americans when they meet me that Ireland does not speak English as a first language. Do you know how many times I've been told, oh my God, your English is so good? And I've had to respond by saying, thank you, it is my only language. It's because in Ireland we speak a Hiberno English, so it's a little different. We speak predominantly in slang, and I didn't realize that you guys didn't speak the same slang, so I've never explained it. And I'll give an example. We'll always say, it's grand. It's grand, okay? But it means it's fine. You know, how was the long drink? It's grand. How was the show tonight? It was grand. You know, how was your meal? It was grand. But I didn't realize Americans thought that I was saying amazing because of grand, like grandiose. So my boyfriend is American, and the first time we slept together, he tried to speak my language. And I was like, how was that for you? And he was like, it was grand. I was like, rude.
This is Katie Boyle. And it's a great time for the Italians to sing Irish songs.
Comes March, the time when Irish folks parade and sing and tell some jokes. We've got a lad, one in a million, Frank Parker, County Cork, Sicilian.
There is something so dear to my heart, and it thrills me to just be a part of this feeling so rare, permeating the air. I can't wait for the whole thing to start. There is one thing that fills me with a most peculiar feeling when it's March the 17th. I polish up me shamrock for parading on the green. Sure, anyone who's Irish knows exactly what I mean. It's the Irish in me. Once again, me old shillelagh will be in the latest vogue. While polishing my boots, I'll polish up me Irish brogue. Every colleen will be chasing me because I'm such a rogue. It's the Irish in me. Hey, yes, I'm Irish, Irish, Irish as can be. All the Corns will join the Kellys and be proud as proud can be to be part of the Hibernian Brigade. But none will be much prouder or much louder there than me when I'm leading the St. Patrick's Day Parade. It only happens once a year, it's such an awful wait. But holy smoke, the cheer we spread, we get in such a state that it takes 11 months so we can all recuperate. Would I change it? No, siree. It's the Irish, it's the Irish in me. All the Corns will join the Kellys and be proud as proud can be to be part of the Hibernian Brigade. But none will be much prouder or much louder there than me when I'm leading the St. Patrick's Day Parade. The Irish songs I love to sing, they fill my heart with joy. But though I sing the Irish songs, it's not the real McCoy. Cause after all, you know, I'm just a fine Italian boy. It's the Irish in me. Yes, begorry, it's the Irish in me.
Frank Parker.
Are you comfy?
No, I'm Rocky.
Say, you imagine when word gets back to you-know-who back there in New York about how we're doing a show in a rocking chair, you'll do Saturday night show in a hammock, won't it?
Perry Creamy?
Yeah. He'll be laid out.
He'll lay down. Look, you know, may I pay you a very lavish compliment?
I'll take anything I can get. Lay it on.
I just want to tell you that I consider this a great honor to be on the same program with you.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean this. I'm in it. No, it's a privilege just to be by your side.
Oh, get a...
let's sing some folk songs.
What kind of folk songs?
Well, folk songs that my folks like to hear.
What's that?
Italian folk songs.
Oh, Lord. Play back, folks. You're going to get a salvo of fettuccine and we, Maria.
We got a million of them, Paisan.
I'm not a Paisan. I'm not Italian.
You're not Italian?
No.
You're not Italian?
No.
Well, how come so many young Italians sing like you?
Well, you're not so young, really.
Well, I'll tell you what we do.
What? All right, if you like to sing folk songs, Italian folk songs, you sing a couple, I'll sing some Irish folk songs.
You're an Irisher,
That's
huh?
We would get in very big in South Boston.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
We'll sort of have a musical, you might call it a musical pizza with a shamrock atop.
Well, at least green noodles.
Yeah.
No, something like that.
Avanti, signore, per favore.
Guarda il mare come bello. Spirit and sentimento, quando il tuo so avvicendo, chi mi desto fa sognare. My wild Irish rose.
It's gonna be a hit.
That's the sweetest flower that grows above the moon, and someday for my Satan. She may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Oui, Marie.
I know he's coming in there, yeah.
Oui, Marie.
Take it, oui, Marie.
Quando sono ci penso di te e fa'ma di me. Oy vey Marie,
oy vey
Marie, o solo mio,
più
bella ne.
Barry Como, obviously.
And before you left Killarney, did you go and kiss the blarney? 'Cause your little touch of brogue you can't disguise.
Over in Killarney, many years ago,
Maureen O'Hara.
Sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low, just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me today.
Don't you cry, to Ralu.
Dick, a fine St. Patrick's ball. And we've brought a few relations here from dear old Donegal. There's Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McGuffy, Malachi, Malone, Lafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Collins, Shannon, Woody, Malone, Malone, Madigan, Cadigan, Addigan, Flanagan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Bannon, O'Bannon, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Galley, O'Galley, McGinnis, McGuinn. Now you've met all of the neighbors, relations short and tall. They'll be glad to see the likes of you.
Sisters.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a lovely spring.
In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing.
Never heard the likes of McNamara's band.
Oh, I wear a bunch of shamrocks and an emerald-colored vest. I'm Irish by adoption, the intentions are the best.
There's the brines, the rinds, and sheens, and beans that come from Ireland.
But I'm the only pies on the McNamara's band.
Television, the golden age, the music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani, top of the morning. Oh, you know I'd say that. Sometime I want to tell you about my favorite Irish movie. It's Going My Way, Oscar winner, many times over, and nominated, and Barry Fitzgerald won the Oscar for supporting performer. He also got nominated for a second one. Two nominations, first time, last time that's ever happened. Here's the trailer, and I wanted to get a great medley out of that for you. Unfortunately for the show, it's copyrighted. And I can't do that, but I can play the trailer Going My Way. Oscar winner, Best Picture 1944.
It's back again, the wonderful show that scored the Grand Slam in Academy Awards, Going My Way, Academy Award winner for the best picture of its year, Bing Crosby, Academy Award winner for the best performance, Barry Fitzgerald for the supporting performance, Leo McCary for his great original story and inspired direction, plus awards for the best screenplay and the best original song, Swinging on a Star.
How would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule?
Bing as the gay singing padre of the toughest parish in New York. Barry as the crusty old codger who can't figure out what the younger generation is coming to.
Young man, as a matter of curiosity, what
made you become a priest.
And now those of you who have seen Going My Way once, twice, or even three times will be able to relive every heartwarming, laugh-filled moment again. And those few of you who have never seen it have an unforgettable experience in store.
To you the Best Acting Award for 1944 for your wonderful, superb performance.
Superb?
Superb.
Oh, my heaven.
That's the best word I can dig up at the moment. In Going My Way.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Sing my congratulations.
I couldn't be more surprised if I won the Kentucky Derby, really.
The Music of the Stars and Barry Fitzgerald. I would like to play that song for you, but I can't. But I can play the lead song, the title song, written for the picture. Wonderful movie, highly recommended, as well as its follow-up sequel, The Bells of St. Mary. This is the Music of the Stars. Good morning.
This road leads to Rainbowville, going my way. Up ahead is Bluebird Hill, going my way. Just pack a basket full of wishes and off you start with Sunday morning in your heart. Round the bend you'll see a sign, Dreamer's Highway. Happiness is down the line, going my way. The smiles you'll gather will look well on you. Oh, I hope you're going my way
Stevens, the opera star, featured in Going My Way and does a version.
This road leads to Rainbowville, going my way. Up ahead is Bluebird Hill, going my way. Just a basket full of wishes.
certainly had some swell tunes in the picture.
Well, you bet, George. Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen did a good job. We had a fine script, too. Believe me, Georgie, the whole thing was an actor's dream.
Scenes that you could really get your teeth into.
Oh, huh? I'll say. You take that dinner scene, for example. Roast turkey with stuffing, whole brown potatoes, giblet gravy, hot rolls.
Oh, I know. I know, Bing. The writers were under contract to Tums.
Could be.
Tell me, what other scenes did you like?
Well, I liked the golf course scenes, of course.
Oh, of course.
We shot those on my home club out at Lakeside. Sort of like that.
Naturally, naturally.
Oh, you imagine slicing out of bounds and getting paid for it?
On the level, though, Bing, what would you say was your favorite scene in the picture?
Well, George, that's kind of putting me on a spot. There's so many scenes in the picture that I like, but one of my favorites was the scene in the study. You see, Father Fitzgibbon had sent for me, and when I went in, he looked at me very quietly, and he said,
"I'd like a word with you, Father O'Malley. Sit down, sit down. You'll find the chair behind the desk there very comfortable."
"That's your chair, Father. This one will do for me. What goes?"
"Well, I've been to see the bishop."
"Is that so? That's fine."
"And I want to be frank with you. My purpose was to have you transferred."
"Oh, I'm sorry you don't like me, Father."
"I don't dislike anyone. It's just that I disagree with you."
"Of course. What did the bishop say when you told him?"
"He didn't say anything. You see, I didn't get around to telling him."
"Well, what happened?"
"Do you mind if I tell it in my own way?"
"Of course not, Father."
"Well, the bishop received me most cordially. He said I was looking very well for my age, and then he congratulated me on my 45 years at St. Dominic's. He said it would always be a monument to the fact that I built it."
"Coming from the bishop, that's a fine compliment."
"Compliment? No, it's an epitaph. Well, then I told him that I'd come to talk about you. That seemed to disturb him. He began to tell me what a fine young man you were, capable, progressive, how much confidence he had in you. Yes, he even told me that he had a nice talk with you before you reported to me."
"Did he?"
"Of course he didn't tell me what you talked about. He didn't have to. I could read it in the good man's eyes. When you get to my age, you can do that, you know. And knowing what was on his mind, and to spare him the embarrassment of having to tell me, you know, the bishop wouldn't hurt anyone. Well, I put him at his ease. Bishop, I said, the very thing that in your mind is in mine. I want you to put young Father O'Malley in charge of St. Dominic's."
"You did?"
"Under the circumstances, a forgivable falsehood. The bishop seemed much relieved. He complimented me on my ability to think so clearly at my age."
"Then what happened?"
"That was all. So now, you are in charge. And if my cooperation means anything, I want you to know that you'll have it. Is there anything you'd like me to do, I mean, now?"
"No, Father."
"Well, then, if you don't mind, I'll lie down for a while before dinner. When you and the bishop had your little talk, it was more or less along those lines, wasn't it?" "Yes, I thought so."
Lullaby.
a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day.
I see what you mean. I don't blame you for liking that scene. And Barry, you certainly cut yourself a gorgeous slice of acting in that one.
Well, Frankie, me boy, if you'll allow me to make the observation, the scene in my bedroom was more to my taste.
Oh, now don't tell me this is more food.
That's just the half of it. You see, he'd been out in the rain all night. And then about midnight, he came stealing home, just like a little boy. And Mrs. Carmody and I hustled him off to bed. Then she fed him a good hot meal. And after that...
I'm sorry to be causing you so much trouble.
There's no trouble. Let me feel your hand. Father, you're still cold. You need something to warm you up. You wouldn't have a wee drop of the creature about, would you?
Huh?
Well, it'll stop you from catching cold.
Oh, you really think it would?
Yeah, I'll have one with you. I was out, too. Get an evening paper.
Well, in that case, if you look in the bookcase yonder.
Well, which shelf, Father?
You'll find it behind the Life of General Grant. Yes, it's a present from me, Mother.
Is this it? You mean this little box?
That's right. No, she'll just open it.
Oh, what do you know? A music box. Liquid music inside. A bit of old Ireland, eh?
Yes. Every Christmas since I left, my old mother sends me one bottle. With a degree of abstinence, it becomes me calendar. I get a little behind during Lent, but it comes out even at Christmas. You see, there's me mother's picture there on the wall.
She's very beautiful.
Of course, that was taken some time ago. She's 90 now. You know, I always planned that as soon as I got a few dollars ahead, I'd go back to the old country and see me mother. Would you believe it? Now, that was 45 years ago, and every time I get a few dollars ahead...
I know. There was always someone who seemed to need it more than you. Anyway, let's drink to your mother, huh?
To my mother. Ah, you'd like my mother. Yes, and she'd like you. She has a song in her heart, too. Yes, she was always singing around the house. Me boy, do you by any chance know Toodaloo-raloo? If you do, would it be asking you too much, Ted?
Toodaloo-raloo-ral.
That's right. That's it. Ah, that's good. That's good.
Hush. Now don't.
Ah, it's very good. To come home again.
Toodaloo-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-ral-
about. Crosby and Barry Fitzgerald, and thank you, George Murphy, for helping to make this such a delightful evening. And now, the Red Book Magazine Awards. Following an annual custom tonight, Lady Esther plays host to Red Book Magazine as it honors the outstanding performances and the finest screen direction of 1944. And following another friendly tradition, the 1943 winners, who appeared in Warner Brothers' picture, The Watch on the Rhine, return to the Screen Guild stage this evening to make the presentation of the Red Book Cup.
Great radio. Let me tell you, the scene where Barry and Bing, well, they do the tour-a-lure-a-lure scene. I can't play it because it's copyrighted and it's not available, but in 1950, 6 years later, Dean Martin as Bing Crosby, and would you believe, yeah, Jerry Lewis as Barry Fitzgerald, did a scene from a great comedy, At War with the Army, and that I can play. Now try to imagine this on the silver screen.
Well, top morning, dear father.
How are you, me boy? I just thought I'd stop over when I was home to let you know that I don't like the idea of you leaving St. Dominic's Church.
Well, can't hate to see you leave the place too, father.
I was just wondering if I might ask a wee bit of a favor now, son.
Well, go right ahead.
I'd love for you to sing me my old Irish lullaby just once again now before you go.
Well, now which little Irish lullaby speaking about?
The one you did the night I was so sick in bed, son. You remember that one now, don't you, lad?
Well, couldn't really do it for it tonight, father. Got to have a little music behind me now, you know that.
But I've got the music box to sing with it once. You can do it again, won't you try now, son?
Well, shouldn't be a pleasure to do it for you.
Just open it right up and show play nice.
Over his head.
She on the hammer,
terrible stammer. He could hardly say a word. And so they gave him medicinal compounds. And now he's seen but never heard.
We'll drink a drink a drink a lily, the pink, the pink, the pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compounds, most efficacious in every case.
Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. Rubbed his body with medicinal compound.
Now he weighs only half a pound.
Lily died and went up to heaven. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound.
Hark the herald angels sing.
The Irish Rovers. This was a big hit in the 70s. Now our tradition continues of Italian singing Irish songs. Mario Lanza, Freddy Cocozza, his real name.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go. And I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. Sweeter be for you.
think with Blarney. For sure you think New York was all galarney.
It's a great day for the Shamrock, for the flags in the full array.
With feelings so inspiring, sure, because we're all the Irish, it's a great day.
The sound will be singing Mother McCree and singing oh so sweet.
It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for the band.
Big guys, there is a cop to stop the raiding. Big Gora, all the cops are out parading.
It's a great day for the Shamrock, for the flags in full.
St. Patrick's Day. To me, it's the most fun holiday.
The beloved annual St. Patrick's Day parade is back for its 56th year. The more than 1 mile parade route meanders through the streets of downtown Milwaukee. Kathy Trembestas is showing her spirit decked out from head to toe.
We've turned this into a yearly tradition. This is bigger than Christmas for us. And it's just, it's a parade. It's a great parade.
More than 100 dance groups, musicians, and decorative floats show off Milwaukee's Irish heritage. Two Irish wolfhounds, Claude and Tipitina, were hard to miss.
A lot of people love Irish wolfhounds, especially kids, because they walk up to the kids and they're on eye level, and it's just great seeing a smile from the kids.
For some parade goers, it's all about getting that perfect seat.
We're here at 7:30 in the morning,
waiting to get our spot.
And it's just so much fun to watch the parade.
From the dressing up to the green beers, everyone is doubling down on the fun.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Woo! In Milwaukee, Spencer Tracy, Fox 6 News.
Follow me as I share my game day rituals on the road with Marriott Bonvoy.
St. Patrick's Day, Chicago's way. Always a magnificent sight.
We do it every year. And today the weather is better than most days.
Revelers from across the country here to see it for the first time.
This is the bucket list for me. My sister lived here before. She got to see the parade. I've never been, so I wanted to come. A lot of family that live in Chicago, but they don't know I'm here. So it's all good. Just wanted to come.
I'd like to hear you sing this.
The dog.
Joyful song from the throats of happy Irishmen, 100,000 strong. Sure,
there's no place for the girl.
Brigade lining up for to start the big parade. So I fetched me Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well, and I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me lapel. Don't you know that
stop
today's
it,
my 17th? It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day. It's a great day. Irish name and his relation.
They come from Tipperary, Donegal and County Kerry, but they all are here to join this celebration.
Now there's Terence O'Toole and his cousin Phil Doherty,
Patrick O'Bogle and Mullen McGrew,
Mike Maley, Tim Daly and Barney O'Flaherty,
Daniel Dolan and Seamus Carew.
And Donnies and Patrick O'Bannigan,
Ryans, O'Briens, McLaughlins and Lynch,
McLaws and McFaddens and Mr. Pat Flanagan,
Hogans and Logans, McPhersons and Finch.
Cowans, McGowans and Carricks and Garricks, Mahonies, Maloney's, O'Donnells, O'Connells are here to join the jubilee.
It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for them.
Because there's not a cop to stop parading.
Of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back after news, all the way till high noon central in most of these stations. I'm Lou Regani, the music of the stars.
WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. CV.